Oh, bless your hearts. Go to Psalm 55. You know, one of the things that you hear me chat on and chat on and chat on about is the wonderful relationship that we've been given, in which is wonderful because it was in prayers, it was in manifestations, in such a personal relationship that we have with God Almighty, He's our Abba. But yet, it's also a sweet and tender relationship we have with each other. He made that available. It isn't by ourselves. It's not on our own. It's together. This whole gig is something we get to do together. And that makes it special. That makes it really wonderful. And to think it was His design, and all we have to do is do it. We don't have to figure it out. You know, all we need to do is just be His kids. You know, don't put the cart before the horse. You know, get that relationship with your daddy. Get that one working. The relationship with each other then was going to be sweet. Why? Because you've got your relationship with your father. You're on the same page with him. You're going to see it's all throughout the word. That like-mindedness. That same things that we think. The same things we speak. Well, who are we like-minded with first? What things do we speak first and foremost? What our Heavenly Daddy would have us to think, to speak. Therefore, when I get in fellowship with you guys, we're on the same page with Daddy. So you think the same thing. We're on the same page one to another. I see you as you see me, but I'm seeing you as my Daddy sees you. See how it works? And that's as simple as it gets. You can never be any more or any greater than a son and a daughter of the Most High God. How can you improve on that? See, and how can you improve on the glory that He's clothed you in? And you certainly can't tarnish it. You understand? It's done. It's complete in Christ. So what we get to do, and He tells us, is to be enriched, to enjoy this wonderful fellowship that we have one with another. And, of course, He's the center. So, Psalms 55. And as we're going to see, this is a whole new gig. It's a new relationship. It's not something that you go back in the Old Testament and could pull it out, because it's a whole new way of thinking. It's a whole new way of living, a whole new way of walking. How do I know that? Because the age of grace is just that. He tells us that. I mean, there's some wonderful things that we have for our learning that were written for time, but the stuff that we have in fellowship one with another and Father and the Lord Jesus, that's all new stuff, because we're new creations. Verse 14. It says, we took sweet counsel together and walked in the house of God in company. This psalm actually is it's heart-rending, because it's an enemy, turns out to be. But, you know, the heart of it is the sweet counsel that they took together. And where did they take that sweet counsel together? With God. See, without God, it can't be sweet. Without our Heavenly Father, it can't be tender and loving. Why? Because that's who He is. And that's what He gave us. We're His kids. We're His nature. Right? Sure it is. Go to Psalms 133. So it's sweet counsel. And it's sweet because we go to the person or the entity, whatever you want to call Daddy, you know, my Abba. And He's the one that makes it so. It's a win-win situation. Verse 1 says, Behold, how good, how pleasant it is for the brethren to dwell together in unity. Isn't that wonderful? Well, you know what? We have that in the age of grace in spades. I mean, abounding toward us because of God's love, His mercy, His grace, His goodness. But behold, how wonderful it is, and how good and pleasant that we can be on the same page together, the same heart, the same way of thinking. It's not a new concept. Daddy just made it real sweet in the age of grace for us. Go to Psalms 33. And we get to do this stuff together. And that's what makes it a joy. You know, think about how lonely, how challenging it would be if we had to do this gig on our own. You know, I mean, he set it up so that we would have one another. Not just him, which is cool, awesome. Lord Jesus Christ. But boy, if I had to sit in my living room at night after a rough day and not have fellowship with my wife, who is on the same page, or I get a text, or I send a text, or I call, and I get on the same page with a brother in Christ, sister, you see, we're thinking the same thing. This is not the world thinking. It's not that old way of thinking. Well, you had it coming today, Stephen, because you swore. You know, what is that? Right? Well, that's what the world's going to come at you with. That's not about that. Verse 1 says, rejoice in the Lord. I'm sorry. Verse 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. See, this is my responsibility. This is what I'm doing with my heart. Okay? And it's the same in the renewed mind thing. It's you're responsible for your own heart. But it's all going to come out in the fellowship. It's all going to come out in the family. Okay, and watch this. This is so cool. He says, shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. That's what we do. We do it as kids. We do it as his sons. We don't do it as some servant. See, don't put that servitude ahead of your sonship. Service is in the household. We're taking care of the family business. Will you get that relationship, your heart with daddy and with each other, that service, then it's a joy because you're just going to do it. It's just what we get to do. It's a family thing. Okay, that's why Daddy set it up so wonderfully. Go to 1 Corinthians. But, oh, magnify the Lord. Let us and exalt his name together. See, and it's just a joy to be able to do that, to have that. Yeah, 1 Corinthians. Chapter 1. Verse 3. We'll pick up verse 3, chapter 1. It says, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always concerning you for the grace of God given to you in Christ Jesus, that you be enriched in him in everything, in all word and in all knowledge, even as the witnesses of Christ was established in you, so that you do not lack in one aspect of the gift while you are waiting for the revelation or the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will also establish you until the end, and hence unimpeachable in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the emphasis here is on that faithful God. Okay? You know, and the joy that he has in us being on the same page. You know, that we magnify him together, that we exalt him together. Okay, but he's faithful. Faithful to what? That relationship he's called you to, and all that word that you're growing in, all that knowledge. See, it's his. It's what he put together. And he's absolutely faithful to it. But boy, faithful to that relationship that he called you to. It's a full sharing. It's a personal relationship with him. Now, verse 10. I exhort you, brothers, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no division among you, but that you be fully equipped with the same mind and with the same opinion. Okay, well, where are we going to get that same mind, that same opinion? Yeah, it says have the same mind that was in Christ. Well, what did he put on in his mind? You see, it's what does God give us to think? That's what we're to think. That's what we're to say. That's how we're to move. And if he says this is what you should do, then guess what? He knows best. The Father knows best. So that's what we do. You see, the same thing. But he's faithful to that. So if we do what we're exhorted to do, wow. He's faithful to that, to see that that stuff gets magnified. Because he's going to get magnified. He's going to get glorified. He's going to get exalted along with our Lord Jesus Christ, which is who we preach, what we're all about. And one another. You know, Pete shared a couple weeks ago about the new creation. You know, and he went into all those beautiful, simple truths that we know. The stuff I'm covering, we know this. It's simple truths. But you know what? The world will kind of water that down. You know? Yeah, I know. I'm God's kid. Really? Do you really chew on that during the day? And if you don't get goosebumps all over your body, then you really need to chew on it some more, because you're the son or daughter of the Most High God, the creators of the heavens and the earth. He who got a man up from the dead forever and made him a new creation. And he sits at the right hand of God. And we have the token of that. Because we're new creations. And the day's coming when we're going to be as he is. That's exciting stuff. Well, that's who our dad is. You see? And that's what our family's made up of. All those wonderful folks. Same. Think the same. Live the same. It's not about what clothes we wear. It's not about if I love baseball or golf. It's all about loving the Lord Jesus Christ, our God, his people, and moving forward with that stuff. That's what it's all about. A job, it's just something to do. You know, earn money to give. Yeah, Romans 8. You know these things. New creation, that new relationship, that new way of thinking. He just tells us this so wonderfully. Pick it up in 15, chapter 8. It says, "So you have not received a spirit of bondage to again cause fear, but you have received the spirit of sonship, making you sons, whereby we shout, Abba, that is Father. The spirit itself beareth witness with our own spirit, our heart, everything that we are the children of God." We are. See, it's done. We are the children of God. "And if children, then heirs of God, have joined heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together." That's the relationship we have. Heirs, joint heirs. That's who we all are. That's what makes up this family. It's nobody got missed. Nobody got put up on a pedestal. Nobody has to carry all the weight. If we all walk with the Father in our relationship and that love and what he's given us, look what's going to be accomplished. It's in the Word. We'll read it in a little bit. It's what he can do. It's always about him. It's about Christ and what we get to do because of that. And that's to be his kids. I keep it simple. I have to keep it simple for myself. You know, in Romans 6, now we're right here. Go to Romans 6. And I mentioned it earlier. Up in verse 3, it says, on chapter 6, "On the other hand, are you ignorant of the fact that whoever of us were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Thus, we were buried with him by baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in" what? It's newness of life. It's new. We were dead. We'll read that in a minute. But it's new, right? We're new creations. So, it's a whole new way of thinking. In Romans 8, it tells, "They that mind the things of the Spirit, it's life and peace." But it's, you mind the things, you think the things of the Spirit. Or you think the carnal things, which is death. Which is the old man, it's the old way of thinking, the old way of living. It accomplishes nothing. Because it's nothing. Or God wouldn't have done away with it. We're new, it's new. So we move with the new stuff. And that's what we keep building in our heart. And that new stuff is really special stuff. Let's see, grace, love, mercy, goodness, peace, patience. That's who we are. We're the children of that, because that's our daddy's nature. And that's who we are. You know, let our conversations be as becometh the gospel. You know, no corrupt communication. That what we share ministers grace to the hearer. So we get to minister grace. We get to minister God's love. We get to do all, where? Here, with each other. And then it's just going to overflow. People are going to come and they're going to get rocked. Why? Because they're going to see a family. People want to be in a loving family. We all did. Each and every one of us got turned on by the love of God. You know, and it's kept us here because it's nice, it's safe, it's wonderful. It's where God dwells. I'm getting ahead of myself, but that's okay. Chapter 12, 1 Corinthians. So this relationship, it's new and it's wonderful. You know, we're God's kids. And everything that goes with it. Right? You know, we're His inheritance. Never chew on that one for a while. You know, we have an inheritance and joint heirs with Christ is mind-boggling, but we're what God gets. And He paid that price. So when He set this gig up, boy, He set it up so we could have this wonderful relationship, not only with Him, but with each other until our Lord returns. That's pretty cool. And you know, while we had a little bit of discussion before fellowship, that's what the world offers. This is what God offers. You know, we get to choose. It's wonderful. Chapter 12, 1 Corinthians. I love this one because each one so important today, so wonderful, so beautiful in His sight. He said that in manifestations. Verse 18, chapter 12, it says, as a matter of fact, God set the members, each one of them, in the body, even as He wanted to. You know, as it pleased Him. Each one of us were set that way. Who did the setting? You see? It's done, but we have our own place. And it's all on that equal ground. We're all joint heirs. We're all heirs. See? We all have the same thing. To think the same. To move the same. We got the same gift, the same manifestations of that gift. It's what we have. It's the package. And that's kind of what I'm looking at. You know, if I had to put it in a nutshell, it's the package. You know? Ephesians. Chapter 2. Verse 4 says, however, in relationship to what came before, God, who is rich in mercy because of His great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive. How? Together with Christ. By grace you are saved, delivered. And He raised us up together and caused us to sit together in the heavenly realm in Christ Jesus. See, it's together. And it's in Christ. Okay, the standard is who? Our brother. He's the head. Right. He sure He is. He's the head. And we have all this together. We're His inheritance together. He sees us that way. He sees us together. But yes, so distinctly individualized. You understand? We're so special individually, and we make up this incredible family. It's the same with, and you think about a parent. You know, my dad loves all the kids in my family. But He has little things about each one of us that just tickles them. Why? Because we're all different. Well, you know. Verse 11. Together. Yeah, He raised us up. It's a gift. No, it's not by works. Verse 11 says, wherefore remember that being in time past, Gentiles in the flesh who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision. I'm reading. Circumcision in the flesh made by hands, in that you were at that time without Christ, alienated from the citizenship of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and being without God where? In this world. What a horrible place to be. And you know what? I'm so thankful for the family because I don't want to be alone. You know? That's what Daddy delivered us from. without hope, without God, no promises. We were strangers and foreigners. We were just that. And you know, Israel wasn't any better. They just were the Old Testament that had promises made to them. We keep reading, drop down to 19. Or 18, you can say, because through him, through Jesus Christ, we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. So then you are no longer strangers and visiting foreigners, but you are fellow citizens with the holy or sanctified ones and members of the household of God. Household of who? Oh, we just stepped it up another notch. We went from being in the body of Christ, perfectly set in the body, heirs, joint heirs with Christ. Now we're of the household of God. Not just citizens of his kingdom, but of the household. What a relationship we have, not only with our Heavenly Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, who's the head of that body, but with one another. You understand? Kids hang out with one another. You have your own easy chair in the one body. Right? In that household, you have your own easy chair. God put you there. Nobody's going to take your chair. So you don't have to worry about that. We're on the same playing field. There's no one-upping one another to get ahead. Nobody can get ahead. You're the best you're ever going to be, and that's God's kid. So we get to do the love thing. We get to do the grace thing. We get to do the good stuff. Why? Because we can. It's our nature. It's our nature. It's who we are. It's good stuff to think about. What you want? Colossians 1. Coming around the corner. There's so many things. You know, there's so much that we get to do together. And when you really read that stuff and you think of it in light of together, it's a lot of fun because it's what God put in the Word. But it's thinking outside yourself. You know, this relationship with God is just not me, myself, and I. He didn't set it up that way, because I just read where it's together. It's together, okay? But my relationship and my taking care of my own heart with him is my responsibility. But it's still going to come out right here. You're not going to hide that. So I can't hide it, you know? So if you got the genuine goods, guess what's going to come out? Genuine goods. And that's what we want. That's what blesses. That's what magnifies. That's what exalts our God and our brother Jesus Christ. See, because, you know, he has no greater joy than when we walk in truth. When we walk in love. We imitate him. He gets off on that. Why? Because we're his kids. Not because we have to. It's because we're his kids and we want to. We just do what is ours to do. Colossians 1. Verse 9 says, for this reason, we also, from the day in which we heard of it, do not cease to pray for you and to make requests that you might be filled with the knowledge or that acknowledgement of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, with the result that you walk worthy of the Lord, with all desire to be pleasing, bearing fruit in good work, and growing in knowledge of God, being empowered with all power according to his glorious strength in all patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who made us confident for our part in the share of the holy sanctified ones in life. He delivered us from the authority of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his blood Son. See, he made us confident. He enabled us to be able to enjoy our share. Our share now. Okay? We're going to get the new bodies. All that he's planning on doing in the future is why he's going to gather us all together and show the riches of his grace and kindness toward us. Well, that's when Christ comes back. Right now is cool. Right now we have each other. How big is that together? Go to Ephesians 3. I'm going to jump ahead of myself. But think about that. We're competent. Ain't, you know, saints in light. That's who we are. That's who we are. God's the God of light. We're his kids. We're children of light. You know, that's when I read this stuff, it says that. That's who we are. That's what I want to do. I want to shine as a light. But I want to shine as God's light. You know, not a battery that blinks on and off. I want to be an ever-ready guy. You know, just ever-ready. It's a joke. Playing on words. Okay. But anyways, Ephesians. I jumped over that one. Ephesians 3. This is our relationship. Verse 20, now, to him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we request or think about according to the power that works in us. That's our relationship with our Father together. The one body. You know, the habitation, if you keep reading it in Ephesians, we grow together as a habitation. That's where God dwells. You see, how can you do manifestations of worship without having at least two brothers or sisters in Christ? Oh, would that be a bummer? Why do you think we do it together? You can't have that worship manifestation. You can't hear from Father directly without having a family. And that sweet, who figured that stuff out? Yeah. You see? Now back to Colossians. Exceeding abundantly. You know, and he's faithful. He's faithful to that, right? That's what we started with. That's our daddy. You know? He's faithful. Colossians 3. You know what's so sweet about this new stuff? It's always new. It might be 2,000 years old, but it's new. And the more we put it on, it's a new way of thinking. It's always going to be new because it's not what the world set up. You know, it's like anybody that goes to the Word, confesses with their mouth, believes in their heart, God raised him from the dead, they get what? Living reality right now. Boom. It's the truth of God's Word. So this stuff is new. That's how we got to think. Because we're new creations. This is, you're not going to go anywhere else except to the Heavenly Father and His Word to find out how to think. This new stuff. To live this new stuff. And you know what? It's going to contradict an awful lot of stuff we've been taught in our lives the older we are. But anyways, he's faithful to see into it, that special sharing relationship that we have. He's faithful to that. Boy, he desires us to hang with him, not just individually, but together. Together. It's what his words is. You know, that new man, new creation, is doing flipping this question. Chapter 3. Pick up verse 10. And clothing yourselves with the new man, which is renewed in knowledge or acknowledgement, in accordance with the image of him who created it, where there does not exist Greek, Judean, circumcision, uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, servant, free person, but where Christ is all things and in all people, again the standard. Therefore, holy, sanctified ones and beloved ones, as God's chosen ones, clothe yourselves with merciful compassion, kindness, humbleness, meekness, long-suffering, upholding one another, forgiving each other. And if anyone has a complaint against anyone, that even as the Lord or Christ forgave you, so you also ought to do. You know, come on, there's no wiggle room there. That's how we're to be one with another. You know, and if you ever grew up in a large family, stuff happens on a moment's notice. And then 5 seconds later, you're back outside playing. The fists are done. You're outside playing, laughing. That's, you know, that's how families move. Well, we have tremendous stuff here as guidance, as things to think and the things to put on. And we have a new nature. You know, that spirit is who we are. That's our dominant aspect of our life. But look at that stuff. And above all these things, clothe yourself with love, which is uniting bond of maturity. And let that peace of Christ preside in your hearts, unto which you were called in what? One body. And be what? Thankful. You know, why not? How would you like to try this gig on your own? I wouldn't have lasted very long, I can tell you that much. I would have caved. You know why? Because I need edifying. I need comfort. I need exhortation. And sometimes my brain shuts down and I can't see God in front of me. But I can see him when I see you guys. I see the Christ in you. What? Because I built that in my life. I looked to that. I can start bawling right now. You got to get this. That's how special we are to God, but that's how special we are to each other. That's how he designed this whole gig to be. Man, oh man, I just get excited about it because it's something worth pushing, this one body. Now we're going to look at, and we're closing out, go to Philippians. You know, but being faithful in that one body, whatever we do, you know, we give thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's always the standard. You know, He did the work. He did the job. You know, we don't think any more highly than we ought to think. You know, it's just what Daddy set up in Philippians chapter 1. I love this one. Verse 27 says, only live as citizens worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come to see you or whether I am absent, I may hear regarding you that you are standing firm in one spirit, in one soul, and that's in one heart. You know, spirit, soul, it refers to man. Okay, it's that soul and spirit, same word. We're standing together with that one heart, that just standing firm together. We're not budging, and we're not letting anybody push us. You see, we're standing for what? Contending together. Contending. Hanging tight, standing fast in that right way of believing of the gospel. And then nothing intimidated by our adversaries. You know why? We're standing together. We're not alone. We got God Almighty, we got the Lord Jesus Christ, and we got each other. Now unto Him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we could ask or think. Why should we be intimidated by our adversary? And we know who he is, don't we? Yeah. But you don't wave red flags. You just do what the Christ did. It's written, man. God said this. Daddy gave us this. It's ours. We've been delivered from the power of darkness. Who has? We have. We got to think we. Because that's where the power rolls, man. It's together. Now unto Him, together. We. You know, this church can blow doors off and everything. You know, that's how big we are in His eyes. We are. It's huge. Standing firm together. Romans 15. You know, and you read the thing when we start in Corinthians. It always goes back to the gospel of God concerning His Son. You know, it's the gospel of God or the gospel of Christ. That's what we're the same thing on. The same mind, the same talking, the same way of thinking, the same way of moving. Why is it Romans? It's a little Corinthians. Pick up verse 5. Now, may the God of the patient endurance and of the encouragement of the Scriptures grant you to think the same with one another according to the standard, which is who? I think I shared that. I should have just went here and read it for you, right? Because God says it. Isn't it wonderful? See, we speak what the Word says. So that with unity of purpose and one mouth, you may bring what? Glory to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. With one mouth. See, that one mind, that unity, we bring glory. We're His kids. We grow up. We get to manifest Him. And that brings Him glory. That exalts His name. That magnifies His name. We get to do that as His kids because we can. Because we can. Finish up in Romans or Galatians. We just get to do that stuff. We bring that glory to Him. And verse 7 says, wherefore accept one another even as the Christ also accepted you. Right? Oh, where's the wiggle room in that? See, there's not, yeah, but you know something. No, that's not the new way of thinking. You see, well, He accepted me. Well, then who are you not going to accept? You see, it's Christ, yeah. That's just good stuff. Galatians. So, you know, we always, you know, when you read it in its context, you look at the reproof or the correction, it always takes you back to the doctrine, which is the right way of believing, or that which He's given us to believe. He wants us to think. He wants us to speak. He wants us to do. What? Doctrine. What He's given us to believe. And that stuff always leads us back there. It always takes us there. Galatians 6. not. Let us not be discouraged as we do the good, for in due season we shall harvest, provided we do not become exhausted. We stand firm, right? We read that earlier. We stand firm in His grace and His mercy. We stand firm in His goodness. All that wonderful stuff together, you know, in that right way of believing. You know, that's what we just continue to do that. What? We have one another. See, if somebody's, you know, it says, weep with those that weep. Joy with those that joy. We stand together on this stuff. See, we just, whatever. We're a family. We don't, we just are shoulder to shoulder on this stuff. We don't let people push it around. Because it's what God set up, and He's faithful to this stuff. Therefore, verse 10, as we have the season or the opportunity, let us work the good toward all, especially toward those who are of the household of Lot, the right way of believing. Well, who might that be? I think we covered the household earlier, right? Especially unto who? Yeah, see, we're going to cover everybody, but especially each other. Daddy, thank You for Your love, mercy, and grace. Thank You for how You just so lovingly set this up so that we not only have You and our Lord Jesus Christ, which is awesome, but we have a tremendous family with all that heart and all that love to share it with one another so we're not alone. And thank You for the greatness of it, that we just continue to grow in that one body, thinking that one mind, moving with the same things, Dad, to just see Your glorification, You get magnified, our Lord get preached, and just people get delivered. Until He returns, Father, thanks. Amen.